Yes, that can only mean one thing. The mighty Quinn here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. Nick Quinn from the Herald Sun, thanks to tab.com.au. How are you, Quinny? What an amazing spring carnival it was.
Oh, it seems like a year ago now, doesn't it, Scotty? So much has happened in the last couple of days, but it's going to be absolutely sensational that all eyes will turn to Sandown next Saturday. We've got a really, really good card as well, which is what they want and what they deserve as well. But, I mean, for mine, there were so many highlights from Flemington. It was action-packed, as it always is. It was a magnificent spring overall. Outside of Winx, what was your highlight from the spring?
I really liked, Quinny, and it's probably a good way to start because it was a couple of days ago and there's so many highlights, as you say. But I loved Red Zal, of course, Starman, kept on rather proving the doubters wrong and an absolutely underrated superstar. Every chance, every reason to probably falter with being a bit of a sitting duck, but it kept on keeping on and it just really summed everything up for mine.
Yeah, absolutely, and was a very popular winner as well. So I don't think we can really argue with that one, mate. I think you might have got that one right. Not a rare occurrence that I will agree with you on something, but hopefully you do hit the nail on the head. And I reckon we might see a highlight at Sandown this Saturday as well, because Almandon will be heading to Sandown, and we all love Almandon. And wouldn't he be a very, very popular winner of the Zipping Classic, named after the former stablemate of his? Lloyd Williams has nominated Almandon and a sign in this race as well as the Taj Mahal. So there's a little bit of a push that he's very, very keen to win the race, named after one of his favourite horses. And Almandon, on the back of a luckless run in the Melbourne Cup, will be kind, just in case Frankie Dettori is listening. Hopefully he can bounce back and take out the 2,400-metre feature. The weights were released today for both that race and also the Sandown Cup. And I'll read through the Sandown Cup, because these are just off the back of the nominations, but hopefully you can hear a horse running that pricks your ears and we might be able to stick with. Barisha from the Smurden stable, Sharon Warrior, Shoizar, Darabad, Dorkhan, Fanatic, Gallic Chieftain, Havana Cooler, Icarus, Kawabadi, Okuni, Sly Romance, Swarkadelic, and that's a really good field. But for mine, for all the Lloyd Williams money he spends, I think there's probably a more prominent owner there in the form of Sly Romance. Scotty, you're in racing royalty.
And let's hope can back up there on Saturday after running on Cup Day, of course, three wide without cover, and certainly hit the wall and knew it ran a race there, about 400, 600 to go there on, of course, the race that stops the world these days. And, yeah, look, hopefully, if it doesn't run Friday night, we'd love to see it there at Sandown on Saturday. And as you mentioned as well, a Zipping Classic, $3.50, each of three there at tab.com.au. Quinny, with Almandon and Big Duke and the Taj Mahal, which way would you be landing in that race?
Almandon will start favourite, and a clear favourite in my opinion. I think Big Duke was terrific in the Melbourne Cup, ran fourth. The Taj Mahal, very progressive and caught the eye on Saturday. But Almandon, he is the class runner. He will start favourite and he will be well backed. I think that's an excellent price. Take that, hope he draws a nice gate and you might be on a very good over.
What about the Sandown Guineas, Quinny, with Tomasa, I think, at $4 at tab.com.au in the early markets. Bo Guest at $6.50 and Snitzerpeg at $6.50 as well.
Yeah, that's one I'm pretty keen to see the barrier draw there with some of the juveniles or the three-year-olds now to see how they go. It's a good race. Now, Bo Guest looks so promising early on in the campaign as well. Hasn't had a lot of luck in Melbourne, but if he does get a nice draw, he might get a soft run in transit and be hard to beat. But look, this is a pretty open race, and there's a lot of runners here that have been up for quite some time. Snitzerpeg from the Darren Weir stable, he's had six runs this campaign as well. He's won two of them, both at nearly 20-1 odds. Octobello won very well first up from a spell, hasn't had a lot of luck his last two starts as well. Irish Bagger is a horse I've got a lot of time for. I think Irish Bagger will run a good race and be worth sticking with as well. And Black Sail from the Aaron Purcell stable has ran second three starts in a row and must be respected again. But look, really looking forward to seeing the barrier draw. But for mine, Bo Jess won really nicely at Rose Hill on the 23rd of September. Beat a horse called R Mantra with Paray running third. Paray is very, very promising indeed. Then got pipped by Viridine at Group 2 level the next start. Was a bit disappointing running seventh behind Snitzerpeg at Caulfield and didn't have a lot of luck last Saturday, I beg your pardon, on Derby Day, went fourth to Lavendi. So Bo Jest is the most promising horse for mine in the race. Just want to see a nice gate, and we might be able to see this James Cummings-trained colt get the prize.
What odds do you think we'll see Sly start at there at tab.com.au in the Sandown Cup? Quinny Wichita, Nick Quinn, Merrill Tun, thanks to Tab. We will touch on a few things from the past week or so. A ripping carnival here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. But, of course, Cuey has been retired, so obviously Sly avoids Cuey, but quite a few, as you said, runners there that are going to be almighty tough to beat.
Well, what are you asking me for? You're the senior part owner of this noble beast, and you're trying to throw us all off the scent here. Now, you've nominated for Sandown and Moonee Valley. Where will you be going?
Look, I actually sense Moonee Valley, but as I said, I am hoping the Sandown Cup, and I think that we'll get very juicy each way odds. Of course, always incredibly generous at tab.com.au. Just on that too, Quinny, speaking of generous at tab.com.au, what about Damien Lane, your mate? I know I mentioned Red Zell before and Kieran McAvoy was on board there, but the other Group 1 on Saturday there at Fabulous Flemington saw Tozen Stardom win the Emirates, and Damien Lane was very much on board, your mate, and he saluted in the Jockey Challenge on Stakes Day at the juicy odds of $4 at tab.com.au, and I heard a whisper that you don't mind the $6, I nearly fell over when I heard this, in the Jockeys Premiership there for this season.
Yeah, very much spot on. I am very keen on him winning the premiership. I missed the $10, unfortunately. He was still $7 a fortnight ago, but I still think the current price is a good price. But we've got to respect Craig Williams. He's now a $4 chance, so I do think it's probably a good opportunity to back them both and make a book. Now, Craig Williams, he has won this the last 2 years, and he's won it 6 times overall. That's the Jockeys Premiership. And he could have won another couple if he didn't ride over in Japan at various stages as well. So I'm certainly not ruling him out. His biggest problem is Craig Williams. He just can't stay on the track. He keeps getting suspended. So it will be fascinating to see if he tinkers with a couple of little things to maybe ensure that he doesn't get himself in too much froth and bubble and can get out there. But Damien Lane, he's leading at the moment. I interviewed him about this and he said it's a priority for him to go on and win this premiership. So he will be staying put in Melbourne. He won't be chasing the riches around the country. And if he stays injury-free and out of trouble, I think he'll be winning it, and for mine, still represents a terrific price.
I've heard a whisper you're going to wait till Feb to get on when his favourites actually get on him then, Starman. But what about the treble for that punter, an incredible treble, which started with Ace High and ran into Rekindling and then Red Zell there at tab.com.au. That wasn't you, was it?
No, it certainly wasn't. I think I'd be probably a little bit more festive right about now if that was me, and your call might have gone through to voice message, but... Well done to that punter, that's for sure. And you do see some wonderful all-up bets. I know it was a very, very tough spring for punters, particularly in the feature races. And for those that do like to take the all-ups, apart from Winx, it was very, very hard to get one winner, let alone two or three, when we saw some absolute blowout results starting in the Manikato Stakes with Hay Dock. Obviously, there was the massive, massive upset in the Boss Man getting the job done in the Caulfield Guineas, and things didn't get much easier in the Caulfield Cup with Boom Time, who now heads over to Japan. Thankfully, we saved the day in the Cox Plate, but she was probably too short for most of us. Rekindling was a big odds winner in the Melbourne Cup as well, and even Aloysia went down in the Oaks. So if you did find a winning double, no matter what two races you strung together, you've done very well and deserve every penny you've got your hands on.
Absolutely there, Quinny. Just on Rekindling as well, winning the Melbourne Cup, but had that sense in it again of Lloyd beating the handicapper again, and with the outside momentum, lightweight, your sense was probably going to get up, and incredibly, $18 there at tab.com.au.
Yeah, it certainly was a good price winner, and Lloyd was pretty bullish as well. So I know Michael Felgate got a good interview out of him before the race, and he did give a good push for Rekindling. He was pretty bullish about three of his runners, and two went across the line almost locked together. So not only great for racing, but a very good judge.
And Ace High winning the Derby, and Gay Waterhouse, of course, what a week for her, Pino in the Oaks. It was just a big, big week.
Oh, look, Gay Waterhouse was an absolute star of the week. She had a winner on at least one winner on every day. She got a winner on Derby Day. She had two on Cup Day. She won a race on Oaks Day with the feature race, the Oaks, and then Savopinski won the first leg of the Quaddie on Emirates Stakes Day as well. So it's great to see Gay, because if you follow racing every day like we do and most of the RSN audience, then we're familiar with all the great people that we have in this sport. But for those that tune in once a year or twice a year for the big days, everyone knows and loves Gay Waterhouse. She's got such great personality, and it's always good to see racing promoted in a positive manner.
Remiss of me not to mention Yedita Clark as well, and that story with Rich Charm is just phenomenal, Starman.
It certainly is, and she's now one of the nominations for the VRMA Personality of the Year as well. She's down to the final five, and I dare say when the voting closes for that in about a week's time, she'll be pretty much right up there, because I think she'd be a very popular winner of that as well. And look, we love a feel-good story in racing. We love the underdog doing well. And in a time when it does seem to be slightly dominated by those with deep pockets and a fair bit of assets behind them, these true battler stories really resonate with racing fans.
And just a bit of racing news from today as well. Nick Quinn from the Herald Sun, thanks to Tab, tab.com.au here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. Might touch on your best at Sand and also the World Cup qualifier on Wednesday night. Some great odds there at tab.com.au. But, of course, it was a drama-filled Emirates Stakes the other day. Well, drama surrounding it at least. How's Ginger Nuts and the owner as well?
Yeah, look, it really was a horrible little time for Ginger Nuts and the Connections. It was such a unique circumstance as well, because he was just casually making his way around to the gates, and I compared it to a person stepping on a prickle in the backyard, a bit of bimby in their foot, and sort of hopping up once or twice awkwardly and then not wanting to step down on that foot. That's what it looked like with Ginger Nuts. It certainly didn't look like a serious injury initially, and it was just such a bizarre injury to suffer the way he was just cantering around to the gates. But for mine, Michael D, an absolute 20-star performance from him, to realise very, very quickly that all was not well, and he jumped off to ensure the horse didn't have any extra weight on its leg, and that could have made a massive, massive difference for potentially racing again and saving the horse's life. So well done there to Mickey D. I think the news is more encouraging with Ginger Nuts, but it still is a bit of wait and see. He's going to have some surgery done, and I mean, first and foremost, hopefully he's okay, and then hopefully he can make a full recovery and we can see him back at the racetrack.
And what about, you mentioned there, Boom Time to Japan and $35 at tab.com.au. Will you be taking a bit of that?
No, I couldn't back him at less than 100 to 1. It's an A-grade lineup in that Japan Cup as well. And we heard David Hay speaking with Greg Miles on Saturday, and David said it was going to be a real learning experience, not for the horse, for David himself. So I do think it's a bit of a working holiday. It'll be great for him to have a runner in the Japan Cup. David's had great success in that race before. He's had two runners for a first and a fourth, but Boom Time, he was 50 to 1 winning the Caulfield Cup. For mine, it's a much stronger race than the Caulfield Cup, so yeah, I couldn't back him at under 100 to 1. If it was 100 to 1, I might have a sneaky 5 each way just in case, but certainly not at the current odds on offer. I mean, that Kittison Black, who is the favourite, is an absolute superstar, one of the best horses in the world, and I do think will be way too good. Idaho fascinates me at the $26 quote. This horse has been a bit of a globetrotter. I was hoping we'd see him in the Melbourne Cup last year. Unfortunately, he didn't come and went to Canada, where he went terribly as a result. But I think he's one that could surprise at big odds. But Kittison Black, for mine, should be way too good in that race. And Boom Time, I think David Hayes will have the notebook out. He'll meet a few people. Knowing the charm of the man, he might end up with a couple of Japanese owners when he returns to Australia as well. But I'd be pleasantly stunned if Boom Time won the Japanese Cup.
And what about Red Zelda, overseas riches beckon for, well, as I said, an underrated superstar, really. It just keeps getting it done at, you know, it was only, what, $4.50 at tab.com.au, but any odds is a winner, as you say, and it was fantastic just to see.
Yeah, I don't think he'll head overseas now. I heard Kieran McAvoy this morning, and the Snowden sort of said the same as well, that maybe he'll just have a light autumn and then look to go back-to-back in the Everest. And considering the Everest is worth $13 million, it's easy to see why they would forego a trip to Ascot. I love Ascot. It's got such great history, and I love seeing the Australian horses go there. But it's hard to argue with the fact that it's just probably not financially worth it when they can race for a hell of a lot more money literally walking out the gate.
And what's next for the mighty mare, Winx? And did you think it was ever in doubt in the Cox Plate with Humidor coming?
Geez, it did look scary for a stride or two, but she was just too good. I think Hughie Boatman had a little something up his sleeve. I think it's more likely she will go overseas. I think they certainly want to add that chapter to her legacy. And for mine, I think she sort of needs it, because we want to look back in 30, 40 years' time about everything she achieved and have at least one victory overseas. Whether it's Ascot, whether it's Japan, who knows? Time will tell, but it's going to be sensational to follow her no matter where she goes.
And this Saturday at Sandown, Quinny, I sense that our Mandan might be your best bet for the day. And what else do you sort of like there at Sandown for Saturday?
Yeah, I probably just want to wait till the final fields, because it is all off the nominations at the moment. And I don't mind betting off the nominations at feature race time, because you know where all the horses are going to go and whatnot. But for mine, there's still a lot of unknown elements. There's a lot of horses that are potentially on the back up and whatnot. But I have been black booking one horse that is nominated for a couple of races in the next week called Villamont from the Aaron Purcell stable. This horse won very impressively at Benalla in September and then was a heavily backed favourite on Blue Sapphire Day over 1,600 metres. Not a lot went right that day, but was also equally disappointing. And they've subsequently bypassed a couple of Flemington races in preference for going to what I expect will be the Sandown Guineas over the 1,600 on Saturday. I think he's one that will take great benefit from that little freshen up, and maybe bypassing Flemington will be a good thing as well, and we might be able to back a winner there. So if I had to look at one that I've been keen to step into once I see him again, it is Villamont. That's Villamont. Hopefully can get the prize, but as I said, it's all off the back of the nominations at the moment, so we just want to wait till final field and barriers are declared.
Beautiful stuff, Quinny. Last but not least, Nick Quinn from the Herald Sun, thanks to tab.com.au here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. And, of course, Wednesday night, of course, all eyes on the Socceroos in the return leg of that final World Cup qualifier against Honduras. And I must say, the other night, I would have taken nil all going in Saturday morning, but we did play them off the park, really, and probably frustrating not to have come back with an away goal. But at the same time, we have very much firmed the Socceroos at tab.com.au. I think $1.57 to win in normal time, and I think to qualify for the World Cup into $1.40 at tab.com.au. Have you jumped into that, Quinny, or you'll be treading it with a little bit of trepidation?
Look, I haven't stepped into the qualifier. I'm very, very confident they'll get the job done as well, which is what we want to see. A bet of 20,000 today at $1.45 on the Socceroos qualifying for the World Cup. So obviously, if they win the game, they're through. The only other way they can get through is if it's nil all at the end of normal time, and then we go to extra time and potentially the penalty shootout. Won't get that. That get the heart rate up and about. But the Socceroos have been heavily backed. Hopefully punters are on the money and they can force their way to the Russian World Cup.
Good on you, star man. Go the Socceroos. Go Sly on Saturday. Happy punting at Sandown, mate, and in the meantime as well. And good luck with Damien Lane in the Jockey Premiership. Let's hope he gets the chocolates for you at tab.com.au.
And just feel free to let us in on some of that Sly romance mail. I know it's very hot and you want to keep it under wraps, but we've got a senior part owner on here and you're not even telling us which race you're going to go to.